Well, since the who it is, Perek Dishoy, let's say the owner was Makdish the house, then Hadar Boy Malas Chal Hegdish. Whoever lives there has to give the rent to Hegdish. So when it says Hegdishoy, if your owner was Makdish it, Hadar Boy, the person that lives there, Hechi Motzi Hegdishoy Hadar Boy. So how do you mean it was like this? That who was Makdish it? The Seicha, the one that's renting it, the one that's living there right now. The question is, Hechi Motzi Makdish Lo, how could he be Makdish the house? The Pasuk says, Ish Ki Yaktish Beisai Kodesh Amarachmana. So like this, Ma Beisai Rishusai, just like a house that's in your Rishus, is Af Kol Rishusai, anything else has to be in your Rishus. So if it only be Makdish something that's in your Rishus, here this house belongs to the Maskin, not to the one that's renting it. You're only living there right now. You're only renting it, but it's not your Rishus. So how could he be Makdish it? So Gemara says, through Hakikom, this is what the Bryce needs to say. Take Dishoy Maskir, and the one that rented it out to the owner, he was Makdish the house. Now the Lachur is Adar Boy, the one that's renting and living there, is Malas Chal Hegdish. He has to pay the rent to Hegdish. So Mar asks the question, Dishoy Maskir, if the Maskir was Makdish the house, so Hechi Daibo, so who the Hegdish is Chal, so how could the Seicha the renter live there? The Nilakoi, he's over in Yester Mila, since it's Chal Hegdish, it's also to have enough from it. So Sue, secondly, Malas Chal Hegdish, what do you say? You have to give the schar to Hegdish, Kivun the Molbo. Since the person lives there over the Yester Mila, Nofik Le Schar Lechulun, Lechur the Kedusha goes off the house. Like it's Nofik Lechulun when you're Molbo, so Kedusha goes off it. So once the Kedusha goes off it, now you don't have to give the schar, the rent to Hegdish anymore. So my answer to the case is talking about over here, the Yomar, Likashi Yavoyu Schoroi Yakish. That the master, the owner of the house said like this, that later when the circle will give me the rent, I want to be Makdish that rent. So attack it's Chal, and when the person gives the rent, he has to give it to Hegdish. So this the question is, I go, I know the Makdish double spell, Shalom Ali Yonam. Right now you don't have the rent yet, so how could you be Makdish if you don't have the rent? So my answer is, I'm Rav Yudam Arav, or Mani Teruz, go like a Mani Ramei, goes according to Ramei. The Yom that Ramei holds, Odom Makdish Nova Shalom Ali Yonam. Yes, you could be Makdish something that's not in this world yet. So therefore, you have a right to be Makdish now, the master of the house, the owner of the house, to say that later, when the person pays me the rent, I want that rent to be Kaddish. Even though you don't have the rent right now, you could be Makdish and Dabash Shalom Ali Yerlam. And he could the army some say, Omele Rav Papa Abaya, Papa Setsu Abaya. The Yarmala some say, Rav Mori Bachomele Rav Chizda. Command the losers go like Rabbi Meir. The owner that it says, Odom Makdish Dabash Shalom Ali Yerlam, Kazu Kotu Rav Meir. I give the question like, does it go according to him? Or Malay, yes, we are the command. Who else? True. There's a lot only goes according to Rabbi Meir that you could be Makdish Adabo Shaloi Bolyelo. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Chof Aleph from an Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chai ve'erchin, somebody has a chiv to give his erchin, and he didn't give it yet, he took his time. So, b'mashkinu noisoi, there's an avalacha, they come into his house and take away a mashkin, until like a guarantee for the amount of the erchin until he really pays it up. Chai ve'chatois ve'ashomos, let's say somebody has a chiv to bring korban chatos korban oshom, and he takes his time about it. Here, ein b'mashkinu noisoi. Bezin does not take a mashkin, does not force him. Because the svar is, since he needs this korban for kapora, for sure he'll end up bringing it. Now, chayv elus shlomim, let's say some to be in korban oil or korban shlomim, these do not come for kapora. So therefore, if the person takes his time, we're afraid he may never bring it. And therefore, also, mashkin and I say, therefore we like take a mashkin, we like take a guarantee away from him until he brings the korban. Now, alfopi, even though shein mischapeli achi yisrata, even though by korban, the korban only helps for you, even the korban oil or shlomim. Now let's say you didn't know in Yisra say you want to bring a korban to have your kapora, so it is a type of a kapora for you. And you only have this kapora at Yisratzim, until you do it willingly. Shinema, the pasuk says, Liritsoinoi, that the korban has to be brought with your will. So here, how can we be a mashkinoi? So how can we force you to take a mashkin away that's not called the Ritsoinoi? So the answer is, the Mishnah says, we force him until he says Reitzani. And when he says Reitzani, that's called he's doing it willingly. And the Chayin HaTam, the same type of a svar we have, Begite Noshim, by a get Isha, that Koyfenoisa, sometimes we force the husband to give a get, Achiyemer Reitzani, until he says he wants to give it. Like even though he doesn't want to give his wife a get, but we have a right business sometimes to force him to give the get,
it's supposed to be done Berotzen of the husband. So at the end we get him to say Reitzani, that's also called Berotzen.
Again, now this carbon Eilu Shlomim, he doesn't have the chiyuv to bring it. Just Allah is, if you open Yisra Asteh and you want a kapor, you have the right to bring it. So my said is be mechap for you. If it has to be done, the return it. Now the Gemara says, Amara Papa. Papa says it should not problem sometimes. Shechayvi chatoyis memashkin loyson. Even a korban chatis, sometimes we're afraid you may not bring it, and we have to take a mashkin to guarantee away from you. And sometimes chayvi oylois ain't memashkin loyson. There are sometimes a korban oylaw that we're not afraid you won't bring it, then we don't have to take a mashkin. So it's like this. Chayvi chatoyis memashkin loysoi. When is that? The chatis nazir. When a nazir finishes his nazirus, he has to bring three kabanas. On the other locher is the chibun yomama, since we learned em gilach al achas mishloshtan, any one of the three kabbonas that a nozer has to bring, whether it's the oila, whether it's the shlomim, whether it's the chatis, any one of the three kabbonas he has to bring, if he takes his haircut, is yotzo. And the same thing, that he has to take his haircut first, and then be in nizrak olav echud min adamim, if one of the kabbonas was brought, they made his rika from one of, any one of his three kabbonas, so locher is Hutar Hanozil Lishtos Yain Lutamal Mason. The Din in the Zeros goes off him, he's allowed to drink one, he can touch Mason. Said so, let's say he only brought his Korban Eilo. He has his Kaporis finished already. So therefore we're afraid, Posha Bobble Maisi, we're afraid he may not come to bring his Korban Chatis. And therefore by a Nozi, in the case we already brought his Eilo first, here will be a Mashkin and Esoi, we'll take away a Mashkin like to force him to bring his Korban Chatis. And sometimes Chai V'Oilis is the opposite, ain't the Mashkin, so we don't have to take away a Mashkin. V'Oilis, Yoledis, when Isha gave birth, so she has to bring Korban Oilis to Korban Chatis. So, her Oilis is like a Kapora, that's Mark of a Kapora, therefore we're not afraid she won't bring it. Smur explains, my Niyu, what's the Svara, why? What is Sabi Yoledis not afraid? He Akadne Krok, as the Torah says, the Yerla first, as if to say, that's Likuva bringing her Oila first, that's Makif, the Chatis. Rashi says, Kloima, like my time, Omato, the Yolosa Makvos, the Mishum, the Kadme Kroilo, Makami Chatis, before the Chatis. Says, so the Oila is the Iko. Samora says, no, Roma Rova, Rova said already that Lemikro Hagdimu Akosiv. The Torah only said it, only wrote it first. Rashi says, Shetei Nikras, the Mikro Tchilo. But Veloi Shetakos Chilo Perakol Atodir. But Adarab, even the Yeledis, first she has to bring a Chatis, and then a Roila. So the Ika Kapor again has a Chatis, so we have to be afraid maybe she won't bring a Roila. So why aren't we mashkin her for this Oila? So Rashi says, true, Elo, what he meant to say was, Vielos Mitzora, by a Mitzora. The Tani would learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael Benoish, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bruk Weimel. That kishem shechatoso v'yashomoi ikvosoi kach oilosoi ikvosoi, that by mitzvah all three kabbonas are makiv, just like you have to have a chatas in the noshim, he needs his oil also. Therefore if the mitzvah doesn't have his tyro until he brings his oil, we're not afraid to be posha. So in this case we do not have to be mashkin for him to bring his korban oil. Then the Mishnah says, V'yafo pi shein mischap liyashi yisras, even though the kapora doesn't take place until it's done willingly, so how could we force him? The answer is, Achi emiraitzani. Tana Rabban, learn like this. The Pasuk says, in Vayikro, Yakri voisa, he has to bring the korban. Malame comes to teach us that shekoy finoisa, we force him. Yocho bakorchu, even though he's not willing at the end altogether, Tamalei melitzon, the Pasuk says, no, listen, he has to be willing. If so, a ketzer, how does it come out? The answer is, Koifunois, we have right to force him. Achiyayma Reitzani, until he says Reitzani. Omar Shmuel, Oilo Tzricha Das. Shmuel says, no, Oilo needs Das. Tzricha Das, Rashi says, so if somebody is Mechayev the Korban Oilo, and somebody else wants to bring it for him, so if you bring it for him, you have to notify him that you're bringing it for him. Shinema, the Pasik says, Liritzaina, it has to be done willingly. Samur says, Mike Mashman, what Shmuel's Chiddish? Tanina learned in our Mishnah, Afol pi shein mischapoli at Yisrat, so shein emel ritzoinoi, that we have to have it done willingly. So Mar says, let's read the Kiddush is like this, the Porish Lei Chavrei, that somebody, like we just said, Reuven was mechuyiv to bring a Korban Eilo, and his friend Shimon now set aside from Shimon's own money, Korban, to be brought for Reuven. So at the time, I would have thought to say, Kibin and Das Medidei, when do we have to have Das only if the Korban's brought from Shimon's money?
to an original person's money. Avad Midchaber here, where Reuven wants to bring his fortune aloy, maybe Reuven does not have to have, maybe Shimon does not have to have das. Again, where Reuven wants to bring it for Shimon, so maybe here, since Reuven's bringing his own korban for his friend Shimon, maybe we do not need the das of Shimon. As Kamashna, and that's the Chiddush of Shmuel, yes. And what's the Svarah? Because Zimnin sometimes, sometimes he's not happy about this. He would rather have the kapara from his own money and not somebody else bring the korban for him. So it's not always a schus for him. Therefore, we have to notify him first before you bring the korban for your friend. Next, we have a question on this. It says, if Reuven says, I want to have a chiv to bring a korban chatos or a korban oshim from my friend Shimon, where Shimon did a chet, and he has to bring a chatos, he has to bring an oshim. Now Reuven says, I want to bring it for you. The law is, lo das yotza. It was done.